Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is Poetic Message with Shanice. Hey Shanice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm, you know, a little flustered right now because my boss didn't have me trapped in his office. So,
and I know that feeling too.
Listen, you don't know how many times I was trapped in there. I was trying to moonwalk out of there. It didn't work.
Oh. Not the moonwalk.
Yes.
I can't.
So Shanice is the author of Message Sent, and it is a book of poems. Can you give us a little more detail, Shanice?
So I've always wanted to write a book, but I didn't know what it was going to be about. So one day I was actually talking to my best friend, shout out to Ariana, and I was telling her like, the things that I was going through, you know, stuff that I wanted to talk about. And she's like, you know what, you should just write a book. And then I wrote the book. I mean, I'm pretty impulsive like that. So
so you just woke up one day, it was like,
I literally woke up one day, I found out how to do it, and I just did it.
Oh shit. So when was the book published?
September 9th of last year.
Oh, so it was a little over a year old.
Yeah.
Oh, and happy birthday.
I've been writing it for like a few years.
How long did it take you?
There are some poems in there from high school. There's like three poems in there from middle school.
Okay.
And then there's a few that I wrote like last year. Yeah, it's a mix.
So it took some time. You had to experience a few things to really
complete
it.
Yeah, I had to like, I was at like 30 pages and like, all right, let me figure out what's going on. Let me date somebody else and then, you know, and I'm gonna have more material, you know?
Oh gosh. So you did say you're single.
Yes, I'm single now.
Why are you single? I want to hear if your reason is the same as mine.
I'm gonna be honest.
You one of those?
I'm single because I'm toxic.
What do you mean you toxic?
From my experiences of what I went through,
mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like I'm in a position to give someone the love that I feel like I can give them after I get myself together.
Okay.
So, you know, I do ghost. I do, you know, little toxic traits that nobody wants that. So when I work on that, then we can, you know.
So wait. What? How long have you been toxic? Look,
I've been toxic for a while. I've been toxic for like 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are you doing to like work on not being toxic and becoming a better you?
Acknowledge it first.
Okay.
So I've acknowledged it. I know what my problems are.
Okay.
Leaving people alone. That's number one. If you know that you're not going to be with somebody, you're not going to take them serious, leave them alone.
Just know when to walk away.
Yes, just walk away. Leave them alone. Doesn't matter how cute they are. If you're not going to do right by them, leave them alone. So I've been leaving people alone.
Okay.
And, you know, therapy.
Okay.
A little shrink here, shrink there.
That's good. Right now, honestly, truth moment. I'm actually looking for a therapist. I previously was going to a therapist and I've since moved. So now where I am, I'm trying to find...
Oh, you have to start over.
Yeah, which sucks. If, for anyone who's actually been to therapy, it sucks when you have to start over. Because it's like,
yeah,
you have to tell your whole story to someone new. And it just reliving some of those things that you have to talk about, it sucks. I mean, it's therapeutic. However, I don't want to introduce myself to the
again.
Same. You know, yeah. Once you get comfortable, it's like it sucks to start over.
And
so
it depends on the therapist, too.
I'm real specific, right? So
how specific? Like, do you want a black woman
yes,
as your therapist?
Okay. I want a black female therapist.
I can't. But I don't care.
Here's the thing, though. I was a little bit ashamed of saying it over the phone because the way my mental health insurance is set up, right? We can't search for ourselves.
Right.
Search the providers for ourselves. So we have to call and they'll send you a list of providers in your area. So I Googled every name to see.
Now you know what?
I'm just, listen.
I'm done with you.
Being honest,
you
telling
canceled.
The truth, right?
You canceled.
Recognizing that you have an issue is the first step.
I respect that.
I Googled every name. And, you know, the people that I really wanted to talk to, they're not calling me back. So maybe that's
oh,
a sign.
No! Wait, you got curved by the therapist?
Yeah, therapist definitely curved me.
Oh,
definitely
no.
Left her a couple of... I'm not going to say her name, but I definitely left you a couple of voice messages.
She knows who she is.
You have not called me back, but...
She knows she is.
I'm going to have to move on with that. So, the poems in your book are about heartbreak, low self-esteem, and, like, a journey to self-confidence, you would say?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about one of the chapters that you have, Declaration of Independence, right? Mm-hmm. So this chapter, me reading it, it's about a breakup.
A few breakups.
Oh, it was more than one breakup?
It was more than one breakup.
Girl, because I'm like, yeah, one dude can't be
I didn't
this
go through all that with one person. That's just not, no.
I'm like, one person cannot be this shitty.
Absolutely
but,
not.
But there are probably a couple of people that are that shitty.
Yeah.
But who, okay, so you answered my first question. Who is it about? It's about multiple people.
Yeah, it's about three people.
Three different people.
Three different people.
Okay.
One relationship was in high school.
Okay.
I'm not really sure if I wanted to count that, but it was a pretty deep passage, so I added it.
Okay.
And then the other two were recently, like 2 years ago.
Why did those end?
The first one ended, he cheated. Mm-hmm. Well, what my perception of cheating was, he slept with one of my friends.
Oh, no. That's everyone's perception of cheating.
Well, I know some women that would stay.
I know
some women that would stay.
Let me not. You sound like you want to say a name. Don't get me beat up.
I'm not going to say no names. But I'm just saying some people or some women will say, you know, if my man looks at somebody in public, that's it. I'm leaving him.
I mean, you could look because I'm probably looking too.
And that's how I feel too. You can look. You could dance with a female at a party. You could see your perception. So
describe dancing now. You talking about two step
face to face? I'm Caribbean, so
no.
If you had a
Dutty wine on the no,
yeah,
nope, not the way I be dancing. You ain't dancing.
It's the culture though. It's not. It's not really a sexual thing.
It's sexual. It is.
Like you know what? We leaving.
Yes.
Get up.
Yes. Get off the floor. What you jumping from a tree for?
I can't.
Not happening. Did you just Spider-Man off the wall?
Not the Spider. You know what?
No.
I can't.
It's not going to happen.
I'm dancing, done with you.
Dancing, no. And it's funny you say that some people don't consider that cheating. I watch 90 Day Fiancé. That's
me
like,
too.
One of the women was overseas dating her guy, her foreign guy. She met him for the first time, whatever, in person. They went out. He said, let's go salsa dancing. And she's like, okay, but she couldn't salsa dance. And she just thought it was going to be a little two-step.
Mm-mm.
But he went straight Ricky Martin on her in the club.
Wait, what was he wearing?
I don't know, maybe like a blazer and like some, like he didn't have the outfit on.
I was
gonna
say, if he had on all the ruffles and stuff, I feel so bad for sis.
He ain't had the out, but he was like body roll, tuck, like 1, 2, 3 step. Like,
huh?
He really was like doing like the whole swan dive and everything with other women.
No. Well,
not with her. When he said, do you want to dance? She said, sure. But it was like a real short dance because she couldn't really give him the vibe
he wasn't,
that he
like,
wanted.
Trying to teach her?
Nah. Like, he was, like, this was his shit. You could tell this was his shit. And she didn't get it. And he was like, all right, not today. Let me grab homegirl over here. And they had, like, a whole. So, to her feelings were hurt because she's just like, you're dancing with all these women
in front of my face.
Like, how do you expect me to feel? But again, some women would just see it as this is the culture. His sister actually said this is the culture. This is what they do. This is how they dance. It's not a form of disrespect.
Yeah.
This is just what he does when he comes out salsa dancing. So you're right. Everyone's perception of cheating is different. So you said the first one cheated.
Yes.
The second one?
The second one, I'm not going to lie, I put myself in that position. I don't want to say eager.
Okay.
But I was so tired of being single because I thought something was wrong with me. So I'm like, all right, let me just, yeah, he's cute. All right, we're going to go with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think anything through.
Okay.
I was just like, all right, you're next.
You ignored all the red flags.
You're next because I need a long-term relationship under my belt before I turn this age.
Okay.
So he was my friend first.
Okay. So you knew what you was getting into a little bit, if that was your friend.
Well,
a friend in a relationship is different, but you kind of know some of their habits.
Not really. He kind of switched it up on me, just a little bit.
Okay.
He was a different person, but he had kids.
Okay.
And I said that that was my, not really a pet peeve, but what would that be? Like a boundary? Like I'm not doing it.
How old are you? Can I ask?
I'm 24.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Because you're a baby.
Yeah. So girl, I don't want to deal with that.
When you get my age, everybody got kids, probably divorced 2-3 times.
Oh, like, see, nah.
Probably got grandkids.
Oh, no.
I'm going to listen. At this point, I could date you or your daddy. Like, which one?
No. Wait, can I? How
old are you? Oh, I just turned 18 last month. It was my 18th birthday, for anyone asking.
Anyway, back to my answer. I can't. Back to my answer. It was just a lot. Baby mama drama.
Oh, no.
Just a lot of things that I should not be going through in my 20s.
Well, and,
Things
that you didn't want to go through.
Things that I did not want to go through in my 20s.
So then the third one.
The third one, he was the narcissist that I talk about. He actually had bipolar disorder, like clinically.
Like he was diagnosed.
Okay. He told me this, I think we were talking for like about a month. He told me about a month in. And you know me, Captain Save Everybody, you know, I was just like, I can help you heal and I can, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. I'm gonna take you to the doctor and we could.
My Listen. First question would have been like, are you on medication?
He was not.
So he was clinically diagnosed,
did not take medication. He said that he self-medicated with music.
By choice, he did not take, they prescribed it, but he by choice did not take.
His story was that he didn't like the way that the medicine made him feel like a zombie, which I understood.
Yeah, I mean, but you just ask for a lower dosage or take half the pill.
That's only if you want to, though. I don't think he wanted to do it at all.
But he was bipolar?
Bipolar.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine. There were a few statements that I want like a little more clarification, if you could go a little deeper.
Sure.
Or just tell me what you meant by it. So, and at one point you said, I pray I die before you.
Oh my God, yeah.
My heart dropped. I was like, wait,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Okay. So, this was about bipolar.
Okay.
We're just going to call him that because...
No names.
No names.
No face, no case.
No, he might actually.
Is he watching?
Never mind.
Is he listening? Hi, sir.
So I felt so just, I was shattered.
Were you?
And I felt like I had told my mom, I think that's when it clicked. When I told my mom, I was like, hey, you know, another one bites the dust. Like, we're not together anymore. And I feel like we were having this talk as if I was grieving, like. I was like, dang, like.
I mean, it's a breakup, so technically
grieving. It's really like someone died and everyone's asking where he is at certain places. And I really felt like I was going through a death. And I was like, dang, I really hope that I die before you because this is crazy. Like, for me to have to deal with this twice.
Damn.
I'm going to need for you to feel some of this.
How long were y'all together?
6 months.
Damn, and you felt like that?
Mm-hmm. I'm a Pisces.
What does that mean? You fall easy?
Hard.
You fall quick, fall hard.
And hard, yeah.
I'm very guarded, so I don't allow myself.
Wait, what's your sign?
Libra.
I like Libras.
I don't know if other Libras are like this, but I sort of put up a wall, and I will admit it through, you know, my journey of discovering myself and dating mm-hmm. myself since no one else wants to date me.
You know what?
I discovered that I am very guarded and shielded in all types of relationships, be it families, friends, or even just romantic relationships. I'm guarded.
Really? Because
I don't want to get hurt. Mm. That's my defense mechanism. I want to protect myself.
When you say guarded,
I won't open up 100%.
Like, oh, okay, you just give them a little taste.
Right, like you get a little taste, but you're not, I'm never really, like, if
they never really know.
You don't know the full me.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't think it's one person that knows my full story. Like, every person you meet.
That's crazy.
Every person you meet knows, like, a piece of Trish. But no one really knows, like, the full Trish. Because, you know, I've learned through life that not everyone deserves to know you fully.
That is true.
And then not everyone can handle knowing you fully.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to share certain aspects of your life with everyone.
Yeah.
So I share what I think people can handle and what I don't think you can handle, but the other person may be able to handle.
On a need to know basis.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can respect that.
That's how I am. And really, maybe that's why I'm, but I feel like, look.
Don't try to tie it together. No.
No. I feel like I'm guarded, but you can't really, I don't know if people really can tell. Because when I'm out, I'm very sociable. Like, when I'm out in public, like, I'm like, you know.
Like the life of the party type social?
I'm not the life of the party.
But you'll like.
But I'm the person that'll like probably bump into you, start cracking a couple jokes. And okay. Then like, you know, might walk away with a friend for the day.
Okay.
But, oh no, not that kind of friend.
Oh, okay. My bad.
But no, girl, I'm not. My life is not that exciting. I wish it was.
I feel you on that.
So another statement that you made, and I want to understand it. I wish you could have realized that I'm a Friday night and not a Monday morning.
Okay. So Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You off work.
It's party time.
You call up your girls. You in a group chat. Yo, what's the link?
I ain't got no friends like that.
But I'm putting it into perspective for you. Like, Friday night is the night where you're free.
I'll explain my Friday night, but go ahead.
You're free. You're off work. You don't have work for the weekend. Everything's perfect on a Friday night.
Right.
That's how I feel like I am. I'm something that's supposed to excite you. I'm something that you look forward to. That's how I feel about myself. Well, at least now.
Got it.
And I feel like I was being treated as what people be like, oh, I dread Mondays. You're not supposed to dread me.
Like, I don't want to go work tomorrow.
Like, yes, you do.
Okay.
That's what I mean by that. Like, don't treat me like I'm like, don't do that.
Don't treat me like a Monday. Treat me like a Friday.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Don't do that.
I like that. I got it now.
Yeah.
So another statement that you made that I definitely can relate to. And I feel like this is going to be me, like the next person, like you, the next man that even give me a little wink, a little twinkle in the eye.
I have a feeling I know which one it is too. Cause I feel like every girl's like, yes. It's like, oh my God, you were speaking to my soul. Like,
listen, when you said my mistake was being uncomfortable in my singleness, I feel like so many women experience this more than some are willing to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Experience this feeling and will jump for the next person who, like I just said, a little twinkle, a little winkle in your eye.
And you in love.
And all of a sudden, it's like, nah, I gotta make this shit happen now. Because
yeah.
Like, I've been single
I'm
for
running
too
out
long.
Of time.
Yeah, and yeah. I feel like that.
I honestly felt, and this ties into the self-esteem, I honestly felt like the person that I was next to
mm-hmm.
validated me. Mm. And I know that sounds sick, but even with my parents, like, oh, you don't have a boyfriend yet.
What? Listen.
Shanice, you're 24 and have a boyfriend. Like, so now I'm looking at myself like, dang, I'm not enough.
I ain't got a boyfriend. What? Right.
Y'all don't want to talk about you're not going to ask me how my day was. Like, dang, and shout out to my mom. She's going to be listening to this, but I got tired of the question. So I'm like, all right, let me just get into one. Let me just do it, just so I can feel whole.
Yeah.
And that's a messed up way of thinking.
Yeah, because you weren't ready for it. You just, you were almost forced into it by the perception of others.
Yeah, I arranged my own marriage.
I kind of feel like, I want to say I feel like that right now, but then I kind of don't. I'm going to say, like, the next guy, and it might be you listening, who knows. Mm. That shows me a little bit of interest. I'm going to be like,
what
hey.
You mean a little bit?
I said a little bit, like, you know, you act like you attracted to me a little bit. You like, you know what I mean? Push up on me a little. Like, I
push
like
up.
Not push up, like.
Not be assertive?
Not abusive.
Not abusive. Oh, we don't do that.
A little aggressive.
Yeah.
But not, like, abusive.
So,
I like to be
dominant.
Courted. Yes. Okay. I feel like I'm dominant in so many aspects of my life that a relationship is one area where I just want to be, like, a tad bit submissive And
see, I want to be. Why you say a tad bit?
I say a tad bit because I'm a control freak. I still need to have control over certain things.
Okay. See, that's that Libra.
Yeah, and I'm like a planner, and I'm like certain, like, you know, a little bit of OCD, self-diagnosed.
Yeah.
So that's why I say a tad bit. But I like to be courted. Like, I'm still a female. I'm still a woman, and I like to be courted. I like for men to show interest in me and pursue me. When I say pursue me, I don't mean a chase.
What you doing?
But, like, you know, I like to be, women like to be pursued. So, like, the next guy, he's going to be very lucky.
Absolutely.
He's going to be very lucky, whoever you are. He's probably listening right now, but you have not.
If you're listening, listen to the energy. Feel the energy. She's giving it out.
And he ain't sliding to my DMs yet. I've been saying, y'all
you
need
want him to slide in your DMs?
I need everybody sliding to my DMs. You want to be a guest? Slide into my DM. You want to go on a date? Slide into my DM. You want to be friends? I'm always looking for friends. We could go to happy hour. Slide into my DM. Like, I'm here. I'm here for everything. She said, now y'all listen to this. This generation of women have become pedophiles.
Hello?
When it comes to dating. We cannot seem to leave these little boys alone. I ain't no damn pedophile now.
These are facts. These are facts.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I ain't no damn pedophile.
Okay, let me explain.
Go ahead, explain.
Let me explain what I meant by that, because I did get a little bit of backlash.
Word. Like, who you calling a pedophile?
How dare you say something like that with everything that you've been through?
Oh, my girl. Okay. What I mean by that is just, I feel like, and I'm not going to say all women.
Okay.
I feel like some women do thrive off of the mama's role.
Mm.
They thrive off of the fact that I can fix this guy. I can take care of him. He's going to be up under my wing.
You have control.
And that's not okay. It should be equally yoked.
Yes.
So I feel that women that are constantly looking for, like, fixer-uppers are like, which is, I'm speaking on it because it was me. So I'm not speaking on anything that I didn't do.
Okay.
I used to love a fixer-upper. I used to love someone with a nice story. Probably been in jail a few times.
No.
Probably got this one over here, this one.
Got warrants in your name.
But he gonna change for me.
No.
Like, girl, no. So, yeah, that's what I mean by that. Just the attitude of wanting to be in control of a little boy. He has not grown up yet. He might be 30 and still be a little boy.
I feel, oh, you said that.
Yeah.
Listen, I was talking to my cousin the other day, and I was like, you know, I'm looking for a range of, like, 30 to, like, 45. So she like, 30? Like, you do not need to be dating no 30-year-old.
Why?
So I'm like, why? She's like, Trish, a 30-year-old is probably still living with his mom. And
really?
I'm like, not 30, still living with your mother, still playing video games.
Oh,
like,
no, oh, you not the 2K.
No. So I changed it. So now, if you 30 and, you know, you are, like I said, I like to stay in my lane. So we're equals. I'm here for it. If you 35 to 45, for sure. Let's, you know, that's the age you're ready to have a kid. You might have had a kid already, but you want another one.
Yeah.
You experienced a couple relationships. You know what you really want now.
Do they really?
Well, kind of, sort of. Some, not all.
Yeah.
And you're just at that level of maturity that I'm particularly looking for. I would say this.
At least you're actually aware of what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely.
That's not the case.
I definitely. Yes,
yeah.
I think a lot of people are. I will say there may be aspects to a relationship that I don't think about. And then when the shit come, I'm like,
it's
damn.
Like, oh.
This is not what I wanted.
Interesting.
However, different circumstances. And, you know, when the time comes, it may not be P.S. I'm single. Maybe P.S. she got a man.
P.S. booed up.
Right.
Hashtag what's up.
Right. Exactly. I will say there's a flip side to this statement, though. I feel like there are women who may consciously or subconsciously target men who are not at the level they're on so they can control the situation.
Yeah.
I probably know a couple of people who's like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
They may do it knowingly or unknowingly. Who knows? However, I feel like there are a lot of men who do this so that they can control the narrative of the relationship.
Absolutely.
I feel like there are a lot of men who looks for the girl who's, you know, she may have a job, but she don't have a career.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I feel like she's going to need me for
something. Right. Like, it's almost like the older guy going after the younger, more impressionable girl. Mm-hmm. So he can mold her into who he wants her to be.
He thinks he's molding her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too.
Because that ain't the type of mold that you want to be.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that statement goes both ways, honestly. It hit me a little different because I'm like...
Like, the word pedophile is just like, whoa.
Who you calling?
Like, chill,
a
Shanice.
Female, a pedophile? Like, this is deep. Wait.
I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, sis, I'm talking to you. By the way, yep. So let's go on to the chapter of shadows. So what I took away from this chapter is it was about, like, sexual abuse slash almost, like, a little suicidal.
Yeah.
Can you give, like, a little more?
So, this was in high school that I think it was the poem about Nikes or something. I was like,
yeah.
I've always wanted to buy every pair of Nikes, but now I just want someone to check on me.
Yeah.
That was in high school. So, crazy story. I was best friends with someone. I'm not going to say any names.
Okay.
We were thick as thieves. Like, when you saw him, you saw me. And, okay. Like, we were BFFs. One day... It was back when, like, MySpace and Facebook were popping.
Ooh.
So I had a MySpace page and I had a Facebook page. So on my Facebook page, everyone's tagging me in this post. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how could you? Like, I can't believe you did this. What is wrong with you? And I go on the post and it's, like, it's naked pictures of, like, guys that are in the class. So I'm reading the comments. And it's like one of those spam pages.
Uh-huh.
So the caption is like, you know, you caught or, you know, got you or something like that. Long story short, it was a whole police investigation.
What?
Like, I was kicked out of school for a few weeks. Like, it was really bad. What? So come to find out, my best friend was using his phone and texting young men from our school saying, hey, this is Shanice, I got a new number, whatever, whatever. And he was really good with, like, Photoshop at the time. Like, he was the Photoshop king before Photoshop was even, like, he would take software classes and he knew Photoshop in and out. So he Photoshopped my head onto this girl's body. And I don't have the picture, but I can just think about it in my head. Like, this girl had tattoos. Like, like it was a random body of a dark-skinned girl that he found on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And he put my head on top of it. These dumb young men thought that it was me, and they reciprocated the picture that they thought that they got from Shanice.
Wait.
And he would expose all of them.
He took a picture of a naked person, Photoshopped your
face. My head on it, texting like, yo, this Shanice is my new number. They would be texting for a while, and then, you know, guys in high school, they'll be like, yo, send me a pic, and he'll send the pic, and they'll send one right back, and boom, you on Facebook.
So my thing is,
yep.
Was he doing it because he wanted to see the nudes of the guys?
He was gay, yes. And he wanted to, pretty much wanted to see who would, because there were a few guys that actually found out
that
it was him,
mm-hmm.
and they had still sent it. So it's like, I don't know. You know it's me now, so you still sent the picture. He was trying to figure out what's going on.
But where I'm confused is, as a friend.
Best friend.
best friend. That, why would you want to portray me in that light for people to think, even though it's not me, and I know it's not me, they don't know that it's not me.
So mind you, we would be, like, they would take me out of class, like, police escorts, like,
because
out
of
class.
Child pornography.
Because this is child pornography, is cyberbullying, like, and I'm pretty sure that he did go to jail, like, our senior year.
He got locked up for this?
He did get locked up for it.
Oh, shit.
He had, like, one count of cyberbullying and then another count for child pornography, which I'm happy about, by the way, because I didn't know that it happened. But he would be in the office with me. We're all talking. The parents came down, my mom, my dad, everyone came down, figure out what's
like
going on.
Up.
And he's like, no, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who would do this to my best friend.
And then I'm just like going in. And then when they finished the investigation, the IP address was for the computer was his address. So it's like, you, it was you. Like, it was you.
Oh, shit. But wait, the moment of discovery, when you found out it was him. How did that go? Like, how did you confront him? Like, did you confront him? Like,
I did not confront him. This was, I want to say, sophomore year.
Okay.
So my junior year, you know, you come back to school after the summer. Everybody mm-hmm. got their new outfits. Everybody's like a brand new person. I saw him the first day of school my junior year, and I mean, you don't exist. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I was in a really dark place.
Yeah.
Like, you have men, mind you, I'm a virgin. Like, I've never even kissed anybody at this point.
And
so,
now you got people
and
thinking.
Now people think I'm sending whole nudes like that.
Oh my
for
God.
A little girl, a girl my age, to feel like that. And you, high school is already a madhouse as it is. And, you know, I would get some backlash. I would get teased. And be like, yo, I saw you last night. Like,
oh, God.
It hurt. It really did hurt. So I was like, you know what? Done with you. And he actually sent me a letter a year ago.
From prison?
Not from
Shit.
Not from prison.
A year ago he sent you a letter?
Yeah.
Saying what? Like, why are you still contacting me? Like, sir, please go play in traffic.
Einstein Black and Lee.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, I'm done with that. I will never. It's no animosity because I learned a lot from it.
Yeah,
but I will never talk to him again. That's one person I will say I don't hate you. It's all love because I'm past that. I'm beyond that.
Nah, I hate you for life.
I have to learn forgiveness, or I'm gonna just be angry.
That listens.
So I'm like, you know what? I've already written about you.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, like, when people do shit like that, I don't think they realize the effect that they have on the person that they're doing it to.
And I was young.
Yeah.
Really young.
What are you, 15, 16 at that time?
Yeah.
And then to have people, these are people, you could click a link. Everybody sees shit on Facebook and MySpace back in the day. Like,
and on top of that, it wasn't just the kids. Like,
it was
the
adults.
Parents, too.
Yeah.
Like, the parents were like, you hang out with that fast girl, Shanice.
Right.
Like, I had a whole reputation. I didn't even do anything yet. Like, dang.
I wonder where he is today.
I wonder, too. I might have to look that up. I would actually like to see what he's done with his life.
Now, you spoke about, like, reaching out to get help. And one instance, you said the teacher told you to just pray.
Yeah. It was actually my gym teacher. I was, like, crying in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, you need to just, do you know Jesus? Like, it was honestly out of the Twilight Zone. Like, what you see in the movies where, like, a Jehovah's Witness trying to, like, snatch you up. She just, like, rubbing my back and everything. Like, listen, like, do you know Jesus? Because if you know Jesus, this is just a demon trying to come out of you. This is a demon coming out. And I'm like,
coming out of you?
Girl, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't understand that at the time.
Yeah.
But now I kind of get what she's saying. I think what she meant to say was that a demon's trying to make it seem like life is over from this point.
Got it.
But the way that she said it made it seem like I was the demon.
That's
like
how
the tears were it escaping me. Like, it was a lot. But yeah, a shout out to Coach. I'm not going to say her name.
No, please don't. Because I don't want her coming up here talking about some.
Shout out to Coach.
Do you know God? Like, girl, no. Mm. So in the beginning of this chapter, you were speaking about, like, playing house.
Yeah.
Who were you playing? Well, if you don't want to give too much detail, but just shed a little light on that situation.
I lived in Queens.
Okay.
But all of my godparents and, like, other family members, they live in Brooklyn. So, like, either every weekend or, like, some days out of the week, we would... This is a whole brownstone with, like, four floors, including the basement.
Okay.
And all my family lives in the brownstones, in this one brownstone. So every single day, there was a party.
Okay.
Whether it was a baby shower, a graduation, like, everybody was celebrating something because there's so many people in the house.
Yeah.
So one weekend, this was the first time that it happened. One weekend, I had went there with my dad and my mom. And it was a barbecue. And he was a friend of, I don't want to say he was a friend of the family because He was a friend of a friend of the family.
Got it.
Like, he honestly was just a tag along of a friend of the family.
So he's just someone who would just come
just
around.
Somebody just... that literally just hung around for food. Okay. and other things.
You know how that go.
Yeah. You know, all my god cousins, whatever, we'd be in the basement chilling. They're like puppies and stuff down there. Like, one of my god cousins, like, yo, let's play house. And, you know, like I had said in the thing that I assumed that I was going to be the daughter.
Right. But that day you ended up being
that day I ended up being the mom. So he had came downstairs. I'm not sure why, but I heard upstairs someone say, oh, go check on the kids. I don't know why they felt that they would deem him the responsibility of checking up on kids, because right. I didn't know him.
How old were you at this time? I'm sorry.
I was 10 or 11.
Okay. And how old was he? Was this like an adult?
29, 30.
Okay.
So, you know, he came downstairs. Everything's cool at first.
Okay.
Then he's like, oh, y'all playing house? Like, you know, can I play? Like, and mind you, in the moment, this seems so... I don't want to say innocent, but I didn't really feel like anything was wrong.
No, because you're a child, and it's like,
but
okay,
now,
yeah,
like,
happen.
I think when I was like 14 or 15, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I, like, what happened?
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, can I play? And I think I put on some apron. It was like a big basket of like where you put all your toys in.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on an apron because we were like in the house, in the kitchen. So he comes up behind me. Like, you know how you would embrace your woman, like, from the back?
No.
And that was, like, the first encounter. And I did feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I was like, ew. Like, I don't...
like, don't touch me. Like, what are you doing?
Like, but looking back, I was like, dang. Like, I wish I knew what I know now because I would have fucked him up. But...
but you're 10.
But I'm 10. So I'm like, ew, like, in a cooties kind of way instead of, like, you know? Yeah, so that was the first encounter. And then after that, it would just be small things like, you know, can I have a kiss? Or, you know, this is what husbands, this is what wives do to husbands. Because mind you, it's all a game. We're still playing house.
Okay.
So this is what wives do to husbands to make husbands happy. Do you want to make your husband happy? Like, small things like that. So one day I went to school. This is where things change. I went to school and for some reason, this is so sick, but some reason... my friend, I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
But she was my best friend.
You and these best friends.
Listen, I know how to pick them. my best friend, she was like, you know, I got a boyfriend, whatever. He goes to whatever high school. We were in middle school.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, he goes to high school. So now I'm thinking, oh, so I'm supposed to have an older guy, like. So this is my boyfriend because we had already kissed, right? So
yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, I have a boyfriend too. So we're all talking about our boyfriends. She's like, Shanice, you ain't got no boyfriend. Prove it. So I'm like, okay. So the next time I go over, I'm like, I actually asked him. I was like, will you be my boyfriend? The grown ass man. He was like, yes. Right? So now in my head, 10, 11 years old, I have
girlfriend.
A boyfriend. And I even remember telling my mom, I was like, Mom, I have a boyfriend. And she's like, oh, that's so cute. And mind you, I'm not telling her who it is.
Who the boyfriend is.
Yeah, she's thinking of somebody at the school.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. She's like, oh, that's so cute. She has like a crush. Absolutely no clue. Okay, so the kiss, grab from behind. So we're at the third encounter. The third encounter is where I'm like, all right, this is not right. We were laying down, and, like, you know, you used to make a fort.
Yeah.
So I had made a fort, and it was, like, comforters and boxes, and it was a big fort in the basement.
Okay.
And he was, like, the same line that, and I really want to, whoever's listening, if you have a child, let that little girl know you are not, if a man says that you're mature for your age, let her know that that's bullshit, please. You're not mature for your age. You're a child.
Right.
You know, he's going to say that and you're going to feel like, oh my God, I'm so grown.
Yep.
You're not. You're a child. So he would say stuff like that. You know, I feel like I could talk to you for hours and like, and girl, I'm so in love.
And this is you at 10, 11.
I'm so in love. I'm like, oh my God, like, yeah, I could talk to you for hours too. Mind you, everybody's upstairs, Bashment, ton up. Like,
so nobody don't even notice
y'all. Nobody even knows where I am.
Shit.
Like, nobody knows where I am. And then there's drinks flowing too. Yeah. So like, even if somebody were to come downstairs and see me laying down, to be honest, I really don't think anyone would have said something.
Wow.
To be completely honest. If it was like my mom or dad, obviously, yeah. Yeah. But like the people that were just at the party getting their food, they're like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Go back upstairs.
Right.
So he pulls his, you know, his genitals out. He was like, have you ever seen one of these before? I'm like, the fuck? No. Like, no. He, see, this is the part that's hard for me to talk about.
Uh-oh.
He proceeded to masturbate in front of me. And as I'm watching it, I'm trying to put myself in that position, in that mindset of how I was at that age. Yeah. And I don't really know how I felt. It was weird.
Yeah, because you're looking at a grown-ass man.
Yeah,
play
but
with
I didn't
him.
Know what I was looking at. I'm
yeah,
like,
you didn't understand it.
I'm like, okay, like, do I...
Like, what do I do?
Do I don't... Like, I honestly, I was just like, okay, so I just stood there. And I think that's why I really need to be in therapy, because I keep blaming myself for standing there when it's like, bro, you did not know what to do.
You
yes, you know what to
shock.
Do now, but you did not know what to do then. So I need to work on that. Like,
yeah,
I know you would have fucked him up now. But back then, yes, you were standing there because you did not know what to do at that time. So, yeah, he was like, next time you doing it.
What?
Next time you're doing it.
Was there a next time?
There was a next time.
Oh, shit.
I had my hand on it.
Okay.
And he was like moving it for me because I'm like, I'm hesitant. Like, right. I don't know what this is. Like, I'm hesitant. I'm jerking my hand back. He's like, nah, he's pulling it forward. Somebody comes downstairs.
Oh, shit.
Right. That was, what are we on? Encounter 5? 4 or 5? 6 was the last one, and this is the one.
There was something after?
There was something after.
So wait, the person who came downstairs, they didn't see anything?
No, they had opened the door to the basement and yelled, like, somebody down there?
Oh.
And shit was quiet, because he can't yell and be like, yo, I'm down here.
Word.
And I'm not saying nothing, because I don't even know what's going on, so.
Oh, shit.
They just closed the door. And then after that, I believe I ran upstairs, because I was scared for my life. The last one was an oral encounter.
Oh, gosh.
Where he had put it in my mouth.
Oh, God.
And when I felt, he had ejaculated. And when I felt the semen, I was just like, I can't do this. Like, yeah. I know that this is what mothers do for fathers. And I know that this is what, wives do for their husbands. But this does not feel right. And I was like, ew, like, this tastes bad or whatever. And he's like, shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And, yeah, I ran upstairs, and I'm pretty sure I never saw him again after that day.
Really?
Yeah. I'm lying. I saw him again, but I was, like, 18. I, like, came back. I had moved to Florida,
mm-hmm.
and then I had came back to visit the godparents.
Okay.
At this time, my parents don't know anything, so we went to visit them with no problem. So yeah, and I had saw him, but I honestly don't think that he recognized me because I was grown now.
Older, yeah.
But we did make eye contact, and it was a little weird because I feel like maybe he was trying to figure out, dang, like, was that her?
Yeah.
But I knew it was him because that face will never be erased out of my head. So
that is crazy. When did you tell?
You know what's crazy?
You didn't.
I didn't.
Your book?
My book.
Please don't tell me. They found out in your book?
I was in the process of writing it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, all right, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because I don't want to release a book.
Right.
And then my mom is like, wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So I did. I was like, mom, like, because, okay, it started with my dad. Because my dad would, I don't remember what we were watching,
mm-hmm.
but he had said something like, I'm not going to lie, it was really ignorant. He was like, oh, well, you know, that look of you, him look like him did touch when he my kid. And I'm like, how do you know what a molested child looks like? Like, I was like, what? Like, it was so ignorant. I'm like, what? So I paused the show. I'm like, Dad, how do you know what a molested child looks like?
Yeah.
He just look like him have a problem. I'm like, so I wanted to say it so bad. I'm like, but I couldn't say it. So after that day, it was just like a gut-wrenching feeling. Like, I have to say something. Like,
yeah.
I can't. That's so messed up for your parents or anyone to find out like that. So I had sat my mom down, and she, God bless her, she's a firecracker. She's lit. She's Tivoli, Jamaica. Like, she's lit. I sat her down. I was like, hey, you know, such and such happened. And you know, the first thing she came to, where was I?
Oh, man.
You know, why didn't you feel comfortable? I thought we were best friends. And it made me feel even worse. I was like, dang, like, I know. I really do tell you everything. But yeah, it was just this one thing. Not that I couldn't tell you, but it was just so hard. Because I feel like for me, I was more so worried about her feelings. I wasn't even worried about me. Telling people, I was like, dang, like, they're going to be so sad. And it's like, girl, like, this is your truth. This is your story.
It's your story.
But I was so worried about how sad she was going to be and how hurt she was going to be.
Yeah.
So that's what prolonged the process. But I had told her, and we cried it out. We hugged it out. And we've honestly been so much closer ever since.
That's good.
With my dad. My dad, you know, traditional Jamaican man. He didn't really show much emotion.
Yeah.
So when I told him, he was like, oh, sorry for your that man. Like, you know, but I know he means well, but it was just like, yeah, let me just get up out of here.
Would a Jamaican man, you either get one or
you either get
two,
one extreme.
Yeah,
or
it's either real calm or they pull the gun out.
Yeah.
And it's like Heineken bottle on the
floor. See, okay, so now let's talk about my brother.
Oh.
So my brother was the hardest one to talk to, because
I don't even know if I would have told my brothers.
My brother, when I say he will go to hell and back for me, I'm pretty sure my brother will kill someone for me, and I believe that. I love him to death. Like, I did not want to hurt him at all. I'm his little sister, but I look at him as my little brother. Like, I'm always trying to protect him. Like,
yeah.
So with my dad, he was like that one opposite of like, dang, like, I really don't know how to console you right now.
Right.
So I'ma just, you know, we just not gonna talk about sweeping under the rug, you know? And then with him, he wants to know, what's his name? Where's he at? Is he still alive?
He probably found
Can
him.
I get that's I probably think so too. But but that was his first question, like, so is he still alive? Where is he at? Who was he? Who is he with? Yeah, after I'm not gonna lie though, I do feel free now. I really do feel free.
I can't put myself in your shoes because I have not experienced any type of sexual abuse. And it's unfortunate for young children to have to experience such traumatic events.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the adults who do it, and sometimes it's even children who do it to other children.
A lot of people don't know about child-on-child molestation.
No, because they think it's... As a parent, you want to, and I'm not a parent, but just speaking from how I was raised, as a parent, you want to trust that everyone you have your child around has good intentions, and you want to believe that they're not going to injure your child. You were when this happened to you, you were in a place of safety. You were in family's home.
I think that's what hurt the most.
Yes. And it's sort of like, as a parent, she's probably questioning, why was I not able to save you? Is it my fault for letting you go there or letting you be around this person?
I think like when we first started talking about it, and when she brought this up, I was like, dang, that's true. My mom was always the type of mom that when she was growing up, they never taught her about sex or anything. Like, she told me a story about there was like a condom on the road, and she was like playing with it like a balloon, and no one told her.
Yeah.
And no one told her. They're just laughing at her, whatever. So she's like, I would never have my kids be ignorant like that to that. I don't care how old they are.
Yeah.
So I've always had sex books. I've always known, I guess, where the parts are, what it was. This is what a boy has. This is what a girl has.
Yeah.
I was even suspended from school once because there was a condom on the floor. Same situation. And I was like, don't pick that up. That's a condom. And then the teacher was like, what did you say?
Why do you know what it is?
And I was like, it's a condom. Like, I was a very snappy child. I was like, yeah, it's a condom. My mom told me that's a condom.
I feel like you had the opposite of what I had. Because my family's Jamaican as well. A lot of West Indian families, they don't really do the birds and the bees and the...
No, just don't come home pregnant. That's it.
Right. Yeah. It's like, don't have no boys call my house. Yeah. Don't let me see no little dirty boys in front of my house.
And that's it. We have nothing else to talk about.
And don't come home pregnant. and you good. You clean on Saturdays, and we good, right? And that
with
was
the music
it.
Blessing.
Yeah, literally, and that was it. I feel like, and it's nothing to my mom, but because that's how she was raised, so I can't blame her for teaching me something that she was never taught.
Yeah. Ooh, I remember my point now. Okay.
Go ahead.
She was saying that, you know, growing up, I never wanted you to sit on Uncle whoever's lap, and I never wanted you to sit on this one's lap. And, you know, whenever uncles would be like, yo, I need a place to stay, whatever, they could never stay in my house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, like, it made me think, it really doesn't matter how much you do, because I did it anyway. Because in my head, this is my boyfriend. Like, I was sneaking around anyway. So it's like, yes, my mom told me about sex. I had everything in front of me, and I still did it. So it's like, if someone were to ask me, what advice would you give so that this doesn't happen to my child, I'm not even going to lie to you. It's out of your hands. I'm not going to say that it's just going to happen to everybody, but if you don't have that open communication where it's super open,
right?
Like, when I say open, checking phones, you know, checking if I have a child, I'm doing genital checks. I'm checking their genitals. Absolutely.
You check.
Yes. Pokey check. Let me see.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're not going to tell you. They're not going
to
tell you.
Up to what age you checking?
Well. you can't be 18. You can't.
That's
be
what I'm saying. Up to what age you checking?
I'm adolescent.
I mean.
Adolescent. When you come home from preschool, yes, I'm checking. I want to know what the heck was going on.
And
today.
You know what? People might hear you say preschool and think, but it's yes. People out there who will do it.
Yes.
And it's kids doing it to other kids. And it's because, you know, kids may not understand the level of danger that they're putting themselves and the other person in when they're doing these sexual things, but it's something that they see on TV or they seen on Instagram or somewhere on a computer, because we live in a hyper-sexualized society.
We do.
That makes these things normal.
Yeah. And I really don't want to bash, like, the Caribbean, but I'm not going to lie, growing up, it never really occurred to me that it was wrong, because even with my parents, like, my mom met my dad when she was 16 and he was 29.
Well,
pretty much the same situation, and they've been married for 30 years. So it's like, I can't imagine my grandma saying, "Yo, what is you want with my?" No one ever brought that up. It was just she's dating a guy, like
10 and 29. He could have been your dad.
He really could have been my dad.
That shit is sick. I was just about to ask you, just to close it out, what advice you would give someone. But like you just said, I mean,
I would just say you got to be on it. Because I feel like when you give, okay, let's say 16 to 18. All right, I'll give you a little bit of privacy. Before then, I'm in your phone. You're lucky you have a phone, but I'm in your phone. I'm checking certain things. What did you do today? Who did you talk to today? Oh, you have a boyfriend? What's his name? Like,
but I don't know if that always works, because I knew...
Yeah, it'll probably push them away.
Yeah.
But it's better than nothing.
I've personally seen situations where the parents were, like, super overprotective to the point where they didn't even want to leave the teenager home alone. And,
oh, okay. Wow.
Right. And it turned the person into, like, they were so rebellious. It's like, everything you tell me not to do, I'm gonna fucking do it now. Just because you told me not to do it, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. And I mean, this person does not have the best life right now, but they have life. But I want to say there's no handbook or right or wrong way to parent.
Yeah.
I feel like as parents, you should listen to your children, look at the signs. If you feel like something is wrong, chances are something is wrong. Be aware of what your child is doing, and if that means spot checks on phones, Googling these apps that they got that's hiding things that look like a calculator and is really not a calculator, and just be aware of your child and their surroundings and what's happening in the world today.
Yeah. And I actually was changing. Like, now looking back on it, I used to, like, pee the bed and stuff, but
That's why.
It had got worse. Like, I would actually be peeing in school. Like, and you know you can raise your hand. I would sit there and pee because I was so anxious all the time. I didn't want anyone looking at me. Like, I didn't want to be the center of attention. So I would literally sit there and just let it go because I didn't want to raise my hand. I didn't want anybody looking
at
me.
But then now everybody looking at you because you're peeing.
Now everybody looking at me because I pissed myself. So,
not the last.
Now you see why I'm so jacked up, because I had such bad anxiety and it made it even worse.
I mean, so, as an adult, on your journey to self-discovery and self-confidence, the tools that you're using, obviously this book of poems is definitely like therapeutic. I feel like it was therapeutic for you to write it, and it's going to be therapeutic for the readers who may have experienced it, and even for some who haven't.
Yeah, that's really why I did it. It really was not about me. I would have taken this to the grave if I really had to. But there was a friend that had came out to me and told me about something that had happened to her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, like, I wrote something that could really help you. And then when I had that thought in my head, I'm like, you wrote something that could help somebody else?
You wrote something that could help a lot of people.
You should do something with that. So.
So tell people again the name of the book and where they can find it.
The title of the book is Message Sent. You can get it on Amazon.com and on the Kindle app. And it's just going to be Message Sent by Shanice Robinson. And my Instagram is ShaniceTR_. You can DM me if you're feeling sad, you're feeling down. I'm always open to listen.
DM her if you like my voice and you're afraid to DM me directly.
Like, yo, what's up with Trish?
I mean, if you're feeling me, you're feeling my voice, and you just a little shy because I'm going
to
take it.
You trying to see what it looked like in person.
Right. You know? Y'all might just be shy, but, you know, just DM me. But on a serious note, honestly, it's really good. You're a very good writer.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
it's very brave of you. There are a lot of women who've experienced these things and don't have the courage to say it, let alone write it in words and for it to be printed and viewed by others.
Yeah.
And if you guys get a chance, go on Amazon. Y'all on Amazon every day.
Yeah, you buying all kind of craziness.
Y'all know,
like,
y'all got Amazon Prime.
And I know
Prime.
Y'all got Prime too.
Exactly. You can get it tomorrow.
Yeah, don't do that.
Go on Amazon and order her book.
And leave a review. I take criticism. If you think of a section doesn't make sense and you want me to clarify, I will gladly clarify. If you think it's stupid, tell me it's stupid. Like, I'm open to everything.
There you go. And hit her up on IG. Mm-hmm. And hit me up on IG at PS I'm Single. DM me, send me messages, comment on my pictures, like my pictures.
Like a few.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
a few.
If you want to be a guest on the show, just simply DM me at PS I'm Single. On Instagram or even on Twitter, or you can email me at psimsingle24@gmail.com. Thanks, guys.